So Eish Eschayil is really a chapter, it's the last chapter of Mishlei, of Proverbs. If you guys choose, we'll learn that chapter. And that's actually what we did last year on Hoshana Rabbah. We learned Eish Eschayil. So if you guys want, we'll do that again this year with a new commentary. And traditionally, we sing Eish Eschayil after Shalom Aleichem, when the father walks through the doors at home. So we sing Shalom Aleichem. There are many different tunes to Shalom Aleichem. Basically, Shalom Aleichem is a reference to the angels that the Talmud tells us accompany a person home. When a person comes home Friday night, and if the house is set and everything's nice, so then the angels bless him that next week he should merit to have the same. And we walk into the home with Shalom Aleichem, and if you think about it conceptually, the idea of beginning the Shabbos talking to angels carries a very interesting message with it. And then we go from Shalom Aleichem to Eish Eschayil. Yeah?
What do you mean by it's most proper to do when you mamas walk in the door? Or like I'm used to it being like when you know everybody gets around the table kind of, and then
usually it's done around the table. But I meant going in line with the halacha that when you get home, you should make Kiddush right away. People are hungry, everyone's waiting, and when Shabbos enters, you should be making Kiddush. So, assuming that it's going to happen right away, so you go straight to Shalom Aleichem, which goes straight to Eish Eschayil, which usually leads into Kiddush. But if you wait for everyone to gather and get ready for the Shalom Aleichem, then, yeah, it could take 15 minutes to a half hour, and whatever. But people do it around the table. Yeah, what?
You say brachas on your kids.
The Yekish custom is to bless children after Eish Eschayil before Kiddush, correct?
Only Yekish.
Other people have adopted it in the last decade or two, but as far as I know, it's really a Yekish custom.
Some people have like 10 kids, it takes them like 15 minutes to do this bracha.
Okay, so?
What is the right of it?
What is?
The wider, the more general asking that even talk about blessing the kids themselves.
As far as I know, people just bless their kids on Yom Kippur, on the eve of Yom Kippur. We bless our kids. But other than that, I don't know if people blessing their kids every Friday night. The Kabbalists bring such an idea. The Magen Avraham quotes such an idea. He actually quotes that the mother should bless the kids and they should kiss her hands after she blesses them. You'll see in many Sephardi shuls after the blessing of the Kohanim, as the Kohanim are blessing, the parents put their hands on the kid's head and they bless them as well. And then the kids kiss their hands. That's a Kabbalistic idea. The Ashkenazi custom, from what I know, other than the Yekis, people bless their kids on the eve of Yom Kippur. You could bless your kids as much as you want. But as far as the custom, that's the custom. By the way, I don't know, I never asked my father, but my father used to bless us at the beginning of each school year. And whenever we'd go away on a trip. Meaning if we went away, if we wouldn't be home a Shabbos, so before the Shabbos we would get blessed, or if we wouldn't be home if we'd go to camp. Or we went away on a trip. Or any time I leave my parents' house when I visit them. So the parting words are a blessing when the child leaves.
Same bracha,
yeah. It's very moving, actually. It's one of the most exciting moments when you bless your child on their first day of school. When you give them that blessing. So it's as one who's already been on both ends of the spectrum, receiving the blessing and giving the blessing, I can tell you that that's also an extension of the Yekish custom. I'd have to check my father. As far as I understand, that's part of the Yekish custom, though. To bless when he goes off to school on the first day every year. The first day of school, and if my father wasn't home the first day, so the last day we were together. And also on a journey. And then there's also the custom, if we're already going into the blessing. Okay, this is a big tangent. There's also the custom to bless on the day of the wedding, just before they go into the chuppah. So this custom goes back to Yitzchak and Rebecca. When Rivka was coming, when Rebecca was going out to Yitzchak, so her father and brother, or her mother and brother, blessed her. Achotenu ataila alfei revava. And our sages say that that blessing had an impact. Our sages say the blessing of any person is worthwhile. So even though Lavan is the swindler, right? But his blessing had an impact. And so ever since then, we have a tradition that when a girl, when a maid goes into a wedding, we give her a blessing. So this goes back to another concept. Boy, we're going off on a tangent. That if the Torah records a story, we assume we're supposed to learn something from the story. The Torah isn't just recording the story. So if the Torah records that Lavan and his mother blessed Rebekah when Rebekah went off to marry Yitzchak, so then we learn from that. And from there evolved the whole custom of the Badekin, where we cover the Kala. In ancient times, that custom was that the elders would go to cover the Kala, and they would go and give her a blessing before she departs to the Chuppah. In today's day, so when they come do the Badekin, so the parents, the two fathers, bless the Kala. Her father blesses her, and the Chassan, the groom's father, places his hands over the Kala's head. He doesn't touch her, but he gives her a blessing. And that's in a nutshell. Okay, now we've covered the meaning of blessing more or less. Okay, so now that you brought that up, back to our Eishes Chayil. So we come home, we sing Shalom Aleichem, and then we go on to Eishes Chayil. And so now we will practice the Eishes Chayil slowly, but that was all introductory, and the Eishes Chayil we'll do on a separate recording because the introduction took too long.